Local municipal elections took place in St John and around the province on Monday, May 11th. With a number of the previous council members standing down and incumbent councillors Mariah Darling and Paula Radwin losing their seats, the new city council will comprise a total of 7 new members. Just Greg Norton in Ward 1, at-large councillor Gary Sullivan, Deputy Mayor John McKenzie in Ward 2, and Mayor Donna Reardon held onto their seats. Local 107.3 FM spoke with one of the 2 new Ward 3 councillors, Ryan Moore, about his experience in the election and the prospect he sees in working with the rest of the city council members.
The big why, I guess, I want to run. I love my city. I've always had a bias for action. I teach my daughter as well as kind of show her that if somebody needs help, you help them. If something needs doing, you do it. So when you kind of live your life that way, when an opportunity comes up and you think it can make a difference, you step up and you run. I've got an exceptionally diverse background. I've done everything from being a zipline tour guide to running bars to being an industrial electrician to working in sales to being a landlord to working in finance to doing fundraising. I appreciate experience and not my own. I understand that people can have different perspectives and different skill sets, and listening to those people and being open to those ideas, even if it doesn't match mine, we need to make sure we value that stuff. I have quite a bit of it. I have a lot of diverse of it, and it's taught me that I know a lot, but I don't know all that much.
Yeah, do you want to tell us a little bit about your experience of the campaign? I mean, how was the experience for you? How did it compare to maybe the by-election?
Well, it was definitely warmer than the by-election back in 2024. If you want to get good at something, go fail at it first. So the by-election for me was a big learning curve. I've been connected to other campaigns before, but never as the candidate. So this time, we prepared ahead of time. So something that happened from the by-election is I got in the habit of going to the church breakfasts and the bingos and all those kinds of fun things, and I didn't stop because I liked them. So then when we were getting ready for this campaign, I was already doing a lot of those things naturally, which was nice. And it felt good. One of the highlights to me was when I actually got out to Bayside Middle School. So I'm actually a Bayside alumni. So I managed to talk about myself for 5 minutes, ask them questions for 5 minutes, and then we did about 30 minutes of questions, and it was awesome. I got everything from what's your favorite color and or Pokemon, all the way to what are my feelings on the thoughts of the federal government reducing voting age to 16. And the third last question I got was, would you be willing to come back after the election and explain it to us? So I've already reached out to the teacher, and we're going to try to arrange something.
Through the process of the campaign, I mean, what did you hear from St John's doorstep and wherever you happen to meet them about the kind of the issues that they feel are the most pressing and what you hope to begin to address on your time in council?
Ward 3 in particular is a bit of a unique one. Very different communities, so you're going to hear very different things. Even something that you do hear a lot, like public safety, we heard different communities saying different things. Support to do things like neighborhood watch, wanting additional lighting and cameras in places, more police and security presence. So even though that one issue that you did hear door to door to door, the particular wants and needs and desires of those communities are exceptionally different. Of course, you're always going to hear things like dealing with some help for the folks that are unhoused. The big thing for me, I really heard and I want to do, is that connection, being available, making sure people actually felt heard, versus just taking the call and brushing them off. We're sitting down here right now in Market Square. It's my goal to spend one afternoon every week and it be publicly known that this is where I'm going to be. I really do think if we can listen to the folks that are going to come forward, I'm never going to have all the ideas. That's not the job. If I'm the smartest person in the room, we need to get better rooms. A lot of really good ideas can come from the people that live in the city.
Obviously, with limits to the scope in terms of municipal powers and budgets, how do you hope to balance ensuring that people get the services they need and, you know, what you can actually achieve? And also, I think that does kind of go to the communications bit as well.
It kind of breaks down to two pieces. The first piece is the cookie jar is only so big. We can only do with what we can do. Yeah, perfect world. Double the number of snowplows. Double this, double that. Yeah, I'd love to see it. But the cookie jar is only so big, so we need to be realistic moving forward what we can do and what we need to say no to. You're never going to be popular when you say no. Communicating those efforts does go a long way. The other side of that is the cookie jar itself. So if we need more money, there's a couple ways we get it. We either grow, we find it, or we steal it. Well, we can't steal it, and we are working on growing, lowering the tax rate. Well, lowering that rate can make us more attractive and getting us closer on par with places like Fredericton and Moncton, helping people come back into the city. The other side of it is real, true property tax reform. We've been promised it, it's supposed to be coming. That heavy industrial taxes, being able to get that money back in the city. Couple that with 2028 coming and the pension payment stopping. All of that can be a pretty big shot in the arm. And if we are mindful and responsible with the decisions we make for that, we can make some pretty significant impact. Hopefully we can get that fine balance of both growing the size of the cookie jar, but being responsible and realistic with what we have now.
With six other new councillors, what are your feelings about the cooperative and collaborative nature of municipal government, the cooperation and collaboration between new members of council particularly, but all members of council?
I think we've struck an interesting balance between some folks with some tenure and some experience, as well as some new folks coming up. So I think right now we've got a pretty promising mix. Municipal politics is a team sport, not an individual sport. You need 5 votes plus yourself to get anything done. So that is the crux and the key to everything. You need to be able to work together. If you can't work together, you should probably be doing something else. One of my sets of experience is, and always has been, collaboration. It can go a long way if you can get somebody to understand where you're coming from. Trying to build those bridges and understanding there has to be a little bit of give and take when it comes to these things.
What are your hopes and aims for working, particularly with Eric as your kind of like your co-counselor for Ward 3?
Eric is one of the smartest gentlemen I know. Eric and I already have a working relationship. That was something we've had from previous engagements, so that'll be actually a good one. Eric and I also do have very different perspectives, which I think will be a good thing. I think we're a very good example of two people that should be able to work together. Now, Eric and I are never going to agree on everything, but every single ward, including at large, I know the folks and I can work with them. It's always going to be a challenge, but I don't think it's going to be an insurmountable challenge. I like people, so people are going to be different, and listening to those different perspectives and ideas are only going to make us stronger. They shouldn't be the wedge that kind of drives us apart. I try to be approachable. I want people to come bother me. I want to be that person that you can reach out to if there's a problem. If we're not going to listen to the constituents, then why are we doing this? I think that should be the driving force for most things we do, is staying connected, trying to be involved, being visible, and being part of our community, not being above our community. Anybody who expects any of us to be perfect, any of these things, might need to reevaluate their expectations for council. But I think if we can all just try to listen more and yell less, we can go a lot further.
Local 107.3 FM has also spoken with Eric Savoy, the other new councillor for Ward 3. All the election results can be found at electionsmb.ca. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.